Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another edition of the Open Heaven Hour, another episode. The Lord is here on the table once more. He wants to speak to us. He wants to minister to us. He wants to bless us this morning with His Word. If you are excited to be alive today, I just want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the one who has made today possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Thursday, the seventh day in the month of August 2025. It's a brand new day, and the Lord has been faithful, right? From January until this moment, the Lord has indeed been faithful. That's why I want to offer Him a sacrifice of praise this morning before we commence. Today we'll be looking at another topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says overflow with the Holy Spirit, part one. But I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, once again, we'll be looking at the topic that says, overflow with the Holy Spirit, Part 1. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 8. I need thee every hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah chapter 12 to chapter 14. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 2 verse 4. Acts chapter 2 verse 4, which says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Our Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 18. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 18. From verse 1 it reads, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one of them heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, aren't all these who were speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hear them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabs, we hear them declaring the words of God in our own language. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, addressed the crowd, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. So this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says the overflow with the Holy Spirit, part 1. Our manual today reads,
When people are filled with alcohol, they become drunk. God, however, does not want this for his children. Rather, he wants them to be filled with the Holy Spirit, like we see in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. On the day of Pentecost, the disciples were so full of the Holy Spirit that those who saw them thought they were drunk. In truth, they were overflowing with heavenly wine called the Holy Spirit. Drunk people don't see things the way others do. A drunk can look at a refuse heap and see a majestic bed. Likewise, when someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, he or she can look at a crippled man and see him running about. When I am moved to the campground that has now become the Redemption City, my colleagues at the university thought I had gone crazy. They saw a jungle, but I was seeing a city. Now everyone can see the city that I saw some decades ago. Drunk people are not in control of their actions. They do whatever the alcohol influences them to do. If it influences them to sleep on the highway, they will gladly do so without thinking of the dangers involved. Likewise, when you are drunk with the Holy Spirit, you are no longer in control of your life. You will go wherever he asks you to go and do whatever he asks you to do. You won't argue with him when he tells you to do something. I believe you haven't been taken over by the wine of the Holy Spirit if you still struggle with obeying God's instructions. Before Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, he could do whatever he wanted. At one time, he even denied Jesus. However, when the Holy Spirit came upon him on the day of Pentecost, he started preaching the gospel and never stopped until God called him home. One time when some people threatened him not to speak about Jesus, he boldly responded, "We cannot but speak of the things we have seen and heard." Acts chapter 4 verse 20, that's where you can find that. Despite the persecutions he faced, he refused to stop speaking about Jesus. Drunkards are never satisfied with the previous day's drunkenness, so they return to the bottle daily. When you are filled until you overflow with the Holy Spirit, you will keep returning for more. The more he fills you, the more you will want him, and the more of him you have, the more of your life will overflow with his miraculous power. Beloved, ask God to fill you with his Spirit every day. Today's open heaven comes to an action point that says, ask God for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit every day. Ask God for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit every day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, or you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Do you hear my voice again and see we gather for another word from the mind of God? Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.